Great. So let's begin with this week's parts, which is flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys. And we'll chant those five times forward, five times backward. No, just five times forward and then five times to ourselves. That's what we'll do. So beginning with flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys. 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 And then silently five times to yourself. And so bringing our awareness to flesh. So flesh, or another word for flesh, is muscle. The color is mostly red. It's shaped like pieces of meat bunched together, many sizes and shapes. Its direction is above and below the waist. Its location is under the skin. So it's bordered by the skin and the sinews. The definition of flesh is there are over 900 muscles under the skin. Muscles are composed of cells or fibers that affects movement of an organ or part of the body. It also has properties of elasticity, conductivity, irritability, as well as static support, like muscles of posture in the back. The smallest muscle of the body measures 1/20th of an inch. It is called the stapedius. The strongest muscle of the body is the buttock. It is called the gluteus maximus. The function of flesh or muscle is that it's a storage of tissue filling in the body. The muscle's characteristic is its ability to shorten or contract. So muscle. What evokes as I bring our awareness and our attention to this part, this body part of flesh or muscle, and being with whatever arises, be it pleasant, unpleasant, neither, the stories, the memories, the felt sensation of this flesh and muscle. And then bringing our awareness to sinews. Another word for sinews is connective tissue. There's over 900 tendons, ligaments, and cartilages in this body. The color of sinews is white. It's shaped in various string or band cushion shapes. Its direction is above and below the waist. It's located under the skin and the flesh, interwoven into the skeleton. It's bordered by the bones below and the flesh above and around. Tendons are fibrous connective tissues serving for the attachment of muscles to the bones and is capable of withstanding a lot of tension. Ligaments are sheets or bands of tough fibrous tissue that connects to bones or bones to cartilages at a joint or supporting an organ. In Latin, the word ligament means to tie or to bind together. So these things are binding. Then cartilages are a stiff yet flexible connective tissue that forms cushions between the bones, as well as the joints between the rib cage, the ear, the nose, the elbow, the knee, the ankle, the bronchial tubes, and the vertebrae discs. There's some cushion in between all of these. It's not as hard and rigid as bone, but it's stiffer and less flexible than muscle. Cartilages help keep the body connected, and it prevents the friction of the bones. So the function of sinews is to connect the body to the bones and organs, similar to like an erector set, if you remember those. So just connecting it all together. So being with whatever arises with sinews, meeting it with curiosity, kindness, sinews. Now moving our awareness to bones. The color of bones is white, shaped like the human skeleton. They're above and below the waist, they're found within the body, and they're bordered by the marrow, the bone marrow within the bones, and the sinews that are above the bones with some flesh, muscle as well, that's around the bones. The human skeleton is a bony framework of a body consists of 206 bones, 80 in the trunk and 126 bones in the limbs. There are 230 joints in the body. More than half the bones in the human body are in the hands and the feet. That's where most of them are. The human hand has 27 bones and the foot has 26 bones. Now, a newborn baby has 350 bones. Almost every 7 years, the body replaces the equivalent of an entirely new skeleton. The largest bone is the pelvis or the hip bone. The smallest is the stirrup in the ear. It's hardly larger than a grain of rice. The jawbone is the hardest bone. Human bones form part of the endoskeleton of the body and are lightweight and strong. Bones produce red and white blood cells and store minerals, most notably calcium and phosphorus. They also store important growth factors. Bones support the body and it anchors the muscles to facilitate motion. Bones can serve to protect internal organs, such as the skull protecting the brain, or the ribs that protect the lungs and the heart. So bones, being with the skeleton, these bones, what evokes, what arises as we bring our awareness to the bones, being with whatever does arise with kindness and curiosity. And now we'll move on to bone marrow. The color of bone marrow is yellow or red. It is a glutinous of tissues that they're simple, kind of like gelatin or jello. The direction is above and below the waist. Their location, bone marrow is found mainly in the flat bones such as the hip, the breast, the skull, ribs, vertebrae, and shoulder blades, as well as the long bones at the end of the femur in the humerus. They're bordered by the inner surface of the bones. The soft tissue occupying the soft cavities of bones is what bone marrow is. So it's a soft tissue. There are two types of bone marrow. There's red and yellow. Red blood cells, platelets, and most white blood cells arise in the red marrow. At birth, all bone marrow is red. And with age, more of it is converted to a yellow color. In cases of severe blood loss, the blood can convert yellow bone marrow back to red marrow to increase the blood cell production. Actually, pretty remarkable. The function of bone marrow is its nutrients within to store energy and the formation of blood cells. The bone marrow contains those cells that are responsible for the production of the blood cells. Red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. So bone marrow, this soft tissue inside the cavities of bones. Feeling all the way deep into the marrow. And then we'll bring our awareness to our final part this week and today, which is kidneys. The color of kidneys is purplish and brown, shaped like large kidney beans. The direction is above the waist, and their location is in the mid-back, behind the abdomen, one on each side of the spine. They're surrounded by the back and the abdomen. There are two kidneys. Each is 4 to 6 ounces, 4.5 inches long, 2 to 3 inches wide, and 1 inch thick. Now, maybe there may be someone here who maybe has one kidney, but originally, usually, we have two, or we're born with two. The function, the kidneys form urine from blood plasma. So from this blood plasma, and they are blood purifiers. They are the major regulators of the water, the electrolyte, the blood pressure, and acid-base content of the blood, and indirectly many body fluids. They also eliminate toxic waste, such as urea. About 400 gallons of blood flow through the kidneys in one day. I'll say that again, 400 gallons of blood flow through the kidneys in one day, which equals 16 and a half gallons an hour. So we've been here for an hour now, and so we've had a little over 16 and a half gallons of blood flow through our kidneys. Kidneys were once popularly regarded as the seat of the conscience and reflection. And a number of verses in the Bible state that God searches out and inspects the kidneys of humans. Similarly, the Talmud states that one of the two kidneys counsels what is good and the other is evil. So a little bit of history and some facts about kidneys. 16 and a half gallons this past hour of blood. So being with and feeling into these kidneys on either side of the spine. Being with whatever evokes, meeting it with curiosity and kindness. Kidneys. So these are the parts: flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys. Feeling into each one of these parts, noting what evoked. It could be a thought, a memory, an emotion, a felt sensation. It could be even bone marrow didn't really, nothing came up right now. That too is welcome. Be it pleasant, unpleasant, neither. Just to gently be with what evoked, with some curiosity, some kindness, a gentle holding, noticing, this part. So personal, yet so very impersonal. And so whatever arose in this practice together, meeting it with some kindness, extending some metta to this heart, mind, to this body. This real friendliness, befriending your own heart. It's a deep appreciation and some compassion for having a body. I have a body. For practicing in this way, it takes courage, for the effort and energy. And so this kindness for that intention to deeply understand. To know. And this body, this vessel is the one that we have while we are in this body. It is the one with which we live in. It's where we can experience freedom, know freedom, freedom from suffering. And so if it's beneficial for you to yourself saying something to yourself, such as thank you or may I be well, then please do that. Otherwise, it can be just an intention, an energetic kindness. And knowing that in this Sangha, you are not alone. So extending this metta, this kindness to everyone here who's practicing. Everyone here has bodies and parts and our own relationship to these parts and these bodies that are seemingly so personal. And yet as we come together in this way, we get to see the universal experience, that it's so impersonal. These parts have a function. They're doing what they do. And so extending this metta, this kindness to everyone here in appreciation that everyone here is well, healthy in mind and body and heart. And then extending this metta to all beings in all directions, expanding this metta, this heart practice to everywhere, to not just humans and their parts and their bodies, but to non-humans, to the animals that fly, the ones that slither across the earth, to those beings that are being born, to the beings that are dying, to those that are in this moment experiencing joy and those that are experiencing pain, knowing the humanness, knowing our own joys and pains and everything in between that is felt. Extending this metta to all beings. May all beings in this moment know compassion. May all beings in this moment be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May each and every one of us be free.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.